As they led Jesus away, they took hold of Simon. Simon was from Cyrene. He was on his way in from the country. They put a wooden cross on his shoulders. Then they made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed Jesus. Some were women whose hearts were filled with sorrow. They cried loudly because of him. He went out to a place called the Skull. In the Aramaic language, it was called Golgotha. There they nailed Jesus to the cross. Two other men were crucified with him. One was on each side of him. Jesus was in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared. It was fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read the sign. The place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. The sign was written in the Aramaic, Latin, and Greek languages. The chief priests of the Jews argued with Pilate. They said,
"Do not write, 'The King of the Jews.' Write that this man claimed to be King of the Jews."
Pilate answered,
"I have written what I have written."
When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes. They divided them into four parts. Each soldier got one part. Jesus' long inner robe was left. It did not have any seams. It was made out of one piece of cloth from top to bottom. They said to one another,
"Let's not tear it. Let's cast lots to see who will get it."
This happened so that scripture would come true. It says,
"They divided up my clothes among them. They cast lots for what I was wearing."
So that is what the soldiers did. Those who passed by shouted at Jesus and made fun of him. They shook their heads and said,
"So you're going to destroy the temple and build it again in 3 days? Then save yourself! Come down from the cross if you're the Son of God!"
In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders made fun of him. They said,
"He saved others, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross. Then we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. He's the one who said, 'I am the Son of God.'"
In the same way, the robbers who were being crucified with Jesus also made fun of him. One of the criminals hanging there said,
"Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself! Save us!"
But the other criminal scolded him. He said,
"Don't you have any respect for God? Remember, you are under the same sentence of death. We are being punished fairly. We are getting just what our actions call for. But this man hasn't done anything wrong."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me as you come into your kingdom."
Jesus answered him,
"What I'm about to tell you is true. Today you will be with me in paradise."
Jesus' mother stood near his cross. So did his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother there. He also saw the disciple he loved standing nearby. Jesus said to his mother,
"Dear woman, here is your son."
He said to the disciple,
"Here is your mother."
From that time on, the disciple took her into his home.